What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
We are live, Patriot Power Hour, season finale, December 22nd, 2020, final episode of just the most wonderful year ever, 2020. Ben, the Breaker of Banksters here with Future Dan. How you doing there, buddy?
Good. Bitcoin, Monday afternoon, 24,300. I want to get right into that, get that topic discussed. You're a huge Bitcoin aficionado, spoken highly of it for a long, long time. That's a high.
Oh, yeah. About just after our show last week, I would say last Wednesday or Thursday, Bitcoin rocketed up from, I don't know, 16,000, 17,000 to essentially 24,000. And remember, at one point, Bitcoin was $6,000. In March, so from 6,000 to 24,000, that's four times your money. Now, I will be the first one to say buying right now is extremely risky. A lot of the easy money is out, but people think it could go much higher, so look into that. But we're going to talk a little bit more about how that affects preppers, not just day traders, okay? And what is Bitcoin? A little bit. We're not going to get too big into the details, but it is incredible. I've been talking about it for quite some time, and really, you and I have been on the air together for 3 years. This is episode 122. End of 2017, we saw that all-time high of about 19,000. The entire crypto market crashed for 2 or 3 years. People said it was a scam. It would never come back. They got egg on their face. Big, big profits and money. Hey, you ain't making the profit until you sell. So it is still very volatile. But, I mean, this kind of shows that it's not dead.
120 episodes ago, it was reaching the first time it reached 20,000. This is $4,000 above that.
Yep.
What does this matter to preppers?
Okay, well, a lot of this just simply put has to do with the massive money printing and debt spending going on. And for prepping, what does that mean? That means getting tangible assets. Maybe you don't believe Bitcoin is a tangible asset, but hey, what about gold? What about silver? What about lead and things that sling lead? What about investing, if you have enough money, investing in a homestead or investing in prepper camp or some skills, et cetera, et cetera. So we saw $900 billion stimulus package passed today. In addition to trillions and trillions more stimulus, bailouts, and other shenanigans in 2020. So where that money has to go somewhere. And people are like, what's Bitcoin? So does that mean it's a bubble? Does that mean it's legit? I feel like it's legit. We can talk a little bit about that. But if you want to be very simplistic and you don't care much about Bitcoin, at the very least, take away that all this fake funny money has to go somewhere. And that's going to turn into inflation eventually. Right now, it's inflation in Bitcoin, which is nice if you bought it.
Everything's an artificially blown bubble.
Yes, and it's getting worse. So if your wages aren't going up 10, 20, 30% a year, you're falling behind.
So you're saying that it's a potential some of this stimulus money ends up in Bitcoin.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
So besides speculating, and there's a case for that, right? What other asset is out there where you can, with a level of privacy that's not elsewhere, but it's not complete anymore.
Right.
But it's more privacy than many other places. Where else can you lay in a bet that could have a x4, x10 kind of return? And if you're prepping and you have certain high ticket purchases that you can't make right now, and you don't even have the wherewithal to set it aside, because, you know, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars of equipment that, you know, you'd like to have, but right now it's just not within reach. Does it make sense to place certain amount of money in a Bitcoin wallet and kind of run off of the idea that if everything's falling apart, there could be a pop in a cryptocurrency, and that would be the moment to go and pick up the reserves, the cash needed.
Right.
You convert it back to dollars, you buy bullion with it, ship it to your house, and then go make that tens of thousands of dollar purchase, the vehicle, the bug out vehicle, right? Or farm equipment, or the weaponry, or the night vision and sensors, or keep on going, right?
I think
things that a lot of preppers, they talk about, they think about, but in reality is you got to be pretty wealthy to have equipment that is oftentimes, it's pretty unique, right? Like when you need it, you're going to really need it, but it's not productive on a daily basis. It's in your stockpile.
Right.
That's kind of how I think about Bitcoin, to be in this environment and not have a stake that would at least give you that opportunity for an upside during what is probably going to be a lot of massive downside. The type of things we talk about on Patriot Power Hour. The news won't be good, most likely, if Bitcoin's hitting, you know, multiple factors higher again next time.
Oh, no, because the news is not good now. I mean, so that's a well-taken point. I think what if you're going to look at it from a prepping standpoint, this would only be in your preps for when the grid is up. So maybe you make different levels of preparedness. I know other hosts and ourselves as well have talked about kind of level preparedness or different layers. So this is when the grid's up, okay? And if you have a lot of your other kind of basics squared away, and that, you know, your food, water, and other stuff, you know, key basics. Once you have that, then maybe Bitcoin cryptocurrency is something to look at. Now, but right now, it's so high, I can't recommend getting in at these levels. But if it drops, you know, 10, 20, 30% from now, which I can almost guarantee it will because it's so volatile, then maybe time to get in and dip your toe in. So it's like a third or fourth order prep, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, the power's still up. We're in a dystopian world, but it's more like Blade Runner world, right? Where there's lots of power. There's still electricity and like the internet, you know, and everyone's connected to the web, kind of like Matrix style. So, no. You can't eat Bitcoin. It's even less edible than gold. So at that level, no, I absolutely do not. You look at it as like a prep like that.
You were talking to me about the way you can, if the grid went down, no one thinks the grid forever stays down. It's the mayhem and terror and tyranny that occurs while the grid's down that you're preparing for. And you and when that comes, you transition into surviving.
Yep.
Right? Preppers and survivors, to me, is a spectrum. You're preparing, and then you're going to be prepared to survive. During survival mode, and there's no grid, Bitcoin is non-existent, but it may not be like the fiat greenbacks in your bank account when the grid comes back up online and, oh, lo and behold, there is no more U.S. dollar, right? And nothing in your accounts is recognized by the system, and you're allocated your X units of future credit currency in a starter bank account, similar to, you know, if the president signs the stimulus bill, I'm not clear that he will yet, but if he does, it's a $600 check to every American. There you go. There's $600 in your account that didn't exist. Well, after the grid comes down and comes back up, probably get handed some gold.
It'll be a cryptocurrency. It won't be Bitcoin, but it'll be some sort of electronic coin.
Whatever it is, you'd be doled out it within a control system.
Right. Massively controlled. This is absolutely very controlled.
What can Bitcoin do in that scenario?
Well, it's all about the black market that would exist. Would there be would enough of the network survive to continue? And if it did, would enough people believe in it? People believe in it. People believe in it enough that hundreds of billions of dollars are being invested and it's skyrocketing. Well, it's
widely held now.
Oh, absolutely.
So the grid would have to come down.
And it would have to be worldwide. And that's another thing. If it's just the U.S. grid go down, Bitcoin would keep operating. And yeah, it would have a huge financial hit, but it would, you know, keep operating,
so give
certainly.
Me a scenario where...
It'd have to be like worldwide EMP level.
Give me a scenario where you had no access for whatever reason. The grid was down.
Mm-hmm.
But it came back up, or you could move to where it was up.
Yeah.
How would you recover your Bitcoin wallet? How's that work?
That's kind of the beauty of Bitcoin. When you have a wallet, whether it's a software wallet or a hardware, literally like a flash drive in your hand, you don't actually have the Bitcoin in there. Within it is your private key, which is part of cryptography. We won't go down that road, but think of it as your electronic signature. And you can use that wherever you are. So if you had to move, you're a fugitive, right? Whether from the law or from a natural disaster, and you needed to move 500 miles away or 5,000 miles away, you can take either a literal physical flash drive, or if you can remember 24 words in your head in order, that's your secret password, from any terminal that can get to the internet, if you input 24 words in this exact specific order, you will have full access to your entire account. That's pretty big. I mean, it sounds like some like spy level stuff, and it really is. It's like you could have your passport and stash available anywhere at any time. Now, it is trackable at the NSA level, but you know that takes resources. So, I mean, they can track it enough
if they invest the resources
exactly,
to try.
Exactly.
They aren't necessarily doing that now.
I would not expect so.
And to bring the network down would be a brute force supercomputing attack that is speculated as impossible today and perhaps not possible ever, which is another reason why Bitcoin attracts this amount of wealth, is the sheer knowledge that it kind of has an independence from any government authority. And your key is merely starting up on another computer wherever that accesses whatever value of coin you had, whatever fractions of coin
exactly.
You had. But it exists everywhere. That's the whole idea of the blockchain. Every computer writes the ledger to every other computer in a way thus far is not able to be hacked.
Your account exists in every computer in the network. It's just no one can unlock it except for you. That's the thing. Everywhere you go is your safety deposit box, but you're the only one with the key. And to crack that, it's so impossible if you have, you know, no one knows your full security key that, you know, essentially they've said the world's strongest supercomputer would take more than 100 years to brute force attack.
Half of the computers that hold the keys in a lot of Bitcoin currency is probably held by people that only have their key memorized in electronic format on a computer.
Well, that's a huge... And that
would freeze up all those accounts. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. We're talking about, you know, we're all going to have massively greater problems to deal with than your bet on Bitcoin.
Look, it's all about diversification.
Can't get back.
All about diversification. If you have a little bit of gold, have a little bit of silver, have a lot of health and skills, right? You want to have... They can't take that away, hopefully. I mean, they can always try take your health away. But... It's like electronic cash. Hey, cash can be destroyed. You can lose it. You can give it to someone and they don't pay you back and it's gone. Same risk with Bitcoin. Anyway, we're going to talk about a lot more than just Bitcoin. We got 2020 year in review. We got tons of news coming up. We have the $900 billion stimulus. I want to talk more about that more and more. Patriot Power Hour. Stick with us.
Prepper Broadcasting Network.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Man, I see in Fight Club the strongest and smartest men who've ever lived. I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. And we're very, very pissed off.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
We are back. Patriot Power Hour. FutureDanger News Blitz. This December 22nd, 2020. 12-22-2020. Column 1. News censorship. John Hopkins newspaper removes study contradicting the high COVID-19 death rate narrative. Twitter expected to ban Trump after January 20th. In the school systems, we have cops threatening a South Carolina mom who wouldn't show her ID when she picks up her kids from school, despite the fact that she repeatedly picked up her kids in person with the exact same staff members who demand her ID. She's homeschooling now. Ben, helicopter money is about to fly. $166 billion of the $900 billion COVID-19 spending bill will be directed to checks to Americans. Eighth Amendment news. DOJ has found that rampant sexual assaults and constitutional violations are occurring in the country's largest women's prison. Column 2, security news. The SolarWinds hack continues to ripple through our system. Unclassified Treasury systems were hit by the SolarWinds hack. Top Treasury official email accounts were accessed. Foreign black ops, obviously suspected. In the Pacific, China says it expelled a U.S. Navy destroyer near the Spratly Islands. Russian and Chinese bombers fly joint patrol over the Pacific. Column 3, economic indicators of danger. Record 61% of restaurants, 35% of small businesses as well, can't pay December rent. And the trade deficit has grown to negative $190 billion. Cryptocurrency news. We're going to hit this. We're not going to get into Bitcoin a lot more, but we're going to hit this. The Securities and Exchange Commission will sue Ripple, an alternative cryptocurrency, for allegedly selling unlicensed securities in the form of their tokens, a derivative of Ripple, XRP tokens. What's that mean? And how does it lead to cryptocurrency being effectively banned? In other economic news, the panic buying of firearms in 2020 has resulted in 120 million firearms sold, up 73% from the previous year. Only 15% of all global bonds today, Ben, yield above 2%. Only 10% above 3%. The bond market is not healthy. And again, Congress passed the $0.9 trillion COVID relief bill. Question is, will Trump sign it? Either way, the path to government default is wide open with 127% debt to GDP ratio tonight for the U.S. federal government. And out on Plum Island, U.S. is testing cyber attacks on the grid for countermeasure purposes. One would hope. Column 4 news. It's got more news than usual, Ben. It's actually got more news than the other three columns, which is quite abnormal this year. Of course, there's COVID news. COVID-19 reaches Antarctica as a Chilean base is hit with the virus. Scientists who discovered Ebola warns disease X is much deadlier than COVID-19 is on the way. As the vaccine arrives pretty much this week, scientists scramble to assess a mutated British coronavirus. Just as they arrive with one vaccine, Britain goes on complete lockdown because of a far more transmissible version has appeared there. And in very disturbing news, I just found today, there is a report of a derivative of COVID-19, an associated syndrome. It's a multi-system inflammatory syndrome known as MISC, infecting children who are exposed to COVID-19. This thing could be terrible in terms of health on many levels. We have not yet even begun to understand. Meanwhile, in other disease news, a mutant drug-resistant super gonorrhea strain has emerged. And of course, getting back to COVID-19, the vaccine has rolled out, and the potential for the effects of vaccines that are experimental for respiratory diseases that were possibly genetically engineered as bioweapons. It's an open question on how vaccinating against that may or may not be a good idea, but 600,000 Americans have taken the shot.
That's a lot.
Meanwhile, Howard University hospital workers in Washington, D.C. are turning it down. 1,300 out of 1,900 hospital workers are saying,
really?
No thank you to early access. COVID-19 vaccine injury claims are to be steered to the Health and Human Services, quote, Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program, an obscure federal office that is being disclosed by mainstream media. This week, however, growing number of lawmakers in Congress are declining early access to the vaccine. So this is just beginning. And if we see effects that are attributed, the media is going to censor it and it's going to get insane in 2021. Meanwhile, in real terms at the hospitals, American hospitals are facing a shortage of nurses and doctors. I don't see a mainstream news article that would link the fact that they're having a shortage of nurses and doctors with the fact that they're pretty much making taking the COVID-19 shot mandatory for the same workforce. Yeah, they're going to be quitting. Droves and droves of healthcare workers are going to be quitting. And where are they going to get backfilled from? Well, let's wait for January for dangerous immigration news. And the number of American deaths in 2020 is expected to pass 3 million, the deadliest year ever recorded. Just a low-level topical headline associated with the indicator we call Soft kill depopulation exposed. Earthquakes are hitting Antarctica, Japan, but the real natural news, the natural disaster news, we got Kilauea volcano in Hawaii erupting. We got Sevelich volcano in Russia erupting. And Suwanojima, Suwanojima volcano in Japan erupting. And in Europe, Mount Etna, Sicily, lava fountains. All around the world, volcanoes are erupting at a level we haven't seen for several months. That's a wrap of the dangerous and interesting and portentous news. The Japanese pronunciation aside, how do you think I did?
I think you did pretty good on that, even, potentially. I'm not 100% sure, but probably better than I would have done. So, good job. There's so much to talk about. I don't even know. At least we have about 30 minutes. We're going to cover as many of these as we can. Big on its face, scary numbers that kind of shock me a little bit, even though I know things are bad. It's way worse than I thought. 61% of restaurants and 35% of small businesses can't pay December rent.
Commercial property
disasters
are going to get crushed.
It's crazy. It's all being papered over with these stimulus bailouts, but that can't go on forever. Or can it?
If you invest in commercial property, you've now experienced a very bad mistake.
You are screwed, but don't worry. Your bonds are probably trading under 3%. So only 10% worst debt in the entire world is trading about 3%.
The yields on them.
The yields on them.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, oh my gosh. I can't even get into it, but it should be like 10% or higher.
And even if you don't own corporate bonds, because few people do.
Oh, no. Well,
knowing how that trades and how pathetic that is to a free market.
That's pathetic. It's correct.
Shows you how dangerous the environment is.
It's all you need to know if you don't care about finances. What happened in 2008, 2009? Just add a zero on the end, at least, is the type of fraud going on. So instead of it being hundreds of billions or a couple trillion, it's more like 20 trillion in fraud. And yeah, trust me, that's, you don't have to own, like you said, you don't have to own one freaking bond unless you literally have a 50 acre self-sufficient homestead in Montana.
But you do.
Very jealous if you do. Otherwise, you're going to be affected negatively.
You got a radical definition of fraud.
Yeah, well, when something,
so far as the entire system is
when the
economically, logically corrupt, it's all
the prices are banking. So yeah, the prices are so artificially low compared to what it really should be. Everything's so disjointed.
Today wouldn't consider anything.
No,
and that's not what you mean. Not in a contemporary legal definition. It's not,
yeah,
fraud.
Mathematical fraud. How about that?
Yeah.
I think of like math, like the actual math and physics of the financial models are fraudulent. And only way they continue is $900 billion in stimulus every 6 months.
Central banking, fiat currency.
And still, with that, I mean, cause if that didn't happen, 35% of small businesses would get foreclosed on or kicked out. And yeah, what would happen then?
Debt-funded welfare state.
Yeah, that's tens of millions of people kicked off, put on a debt-funded welfare state, and then all of a sudden this bond prices does matter to you because you're facing more and more socialist army coming at you.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many negative angles that bounce off each other and contribute. Honestly, last show of the year, Ben, this is the year we've been warning about in 2015, 16, 17, 18,
right,
and 19.
To be honest, we got a reprieve. I thought this was going to happen a lot earlier. Insofar as I thought the bubble would burst and we'd hit this next phase in like 2014-15, they were able to keep it going. Some of what Trump did helped get the economy back on track. COVID obviously wrecked all of that. Even without COVID, this type of financial malfeasance was going to show itself. But now everyone can blame it on COVID instead of the banksters, which kind of makes me mad. But it doesn't matter. It's mathematically, it's going to fall apart. It's just, how's the Great Reset's going to look is pretty much the question at this point.
Yeah, and for those that advocate, you know, look at the bright side, this could have been worse. You know, that line of thinking that, you know, don't fall for the doom and gloom. Don't get panicky. We're not trying to panic anyone here, but I'm not going to back down and not say that that right. was a very dangerous year, and all the conditions to make next year even more dangerous are in right. place.
None of them have been, none of the issues this year, especially financial, have been fixed or even addressed or identified.
They're being made worse daily. Yeah,
right.
At least tonight with that new bill.
At least with election fraud, you know, a quarter of the nation is suspect or believes there was fraud. You know, the rest, you know, the masses never truly care or understand, but a good portion realize there's a lot of fraud going on in the election. Unfortunately, from the financial point of view, a lot fewer people, in my opinion,
way
think
more
or
than
care
half
about
of
it.
Adults with a heartbeat and aren't, you know, incapacitated mentally know that was stolen.
Well, 50% of adults are mentally incapacitated. So out of the other 50%, then maybe 50%. Yes, and that's where I came up with my 25%. 50% of 50%.
Don't believe that number.
All right, I'm spitballing here a little bit, but literally, I just feel that the financial malfeasance is a lot more under the rug, or it's just not getting the attention. And I mean, the election fraud should be getting tons of attention too. It's just neither of them really are. I don't know. Anyway, well, 2021, everyone's like, well, 2020 is almost over. 2021 is going to be a lot better. I'm like, from a financial point of view in particular, good luck, good luck.
I'm not sure about it from a disease point of view, a vaccination point of view. I think we got a very insidious, low-level but dangerous disease in the population, and it's mutated. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to think that the health frontier is any better than it was much earlier than this summer.
PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Looks more fitting for a woman.
Do you know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No. I know a little about women.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Boy! What could be easier?
Perhaps you'd call one for me.
Of course.
Boy!
Seems terribly difficult. No, it isn't, is it?
No.
World domination. Same old dream. Our asylums are full of people who think they're Napoleon or God.
How do you know my friends call me Domino?
It's on the bracelet on your ankle.
So, what sharp little eyes you've got.
Wait till you get to my teeth.
They told me you were assassinated in Hong Kong.
Yes, this is my second life.
Too many free radicals, that's your problem.
Free radicals, sir?
Yeah, they're toxins that destroy the body and the brain. Caused by eating too much red meat and white bread and too many dry martinis.
Then I shall cut out the white bread, sir.
Do you lose as gracefully as you win?
I wouldn't know. I've never lost.
Sorry, Mr. Bond. Obviously caught you at a bad moment.
M sent you.
Only to plead for your return, sir. M says that without you in the service, he fears for the security of the civilized world.
Never again.
Never?
Never, never say never again. Never, never say never again.
Are you prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, M.D. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.
Of every man, I am a real American. Fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Patriot Power Hour coming in strong, finishing up not only the season but the year 2020. We will not be live next week, the 29th of December. We are taking off, but we will be back the first Tuesday of January. So it looks like January 5th, 2021, we will be live. And that is only a couple weeks before inauguration. So who knows what's going to happen between now and then. But we'll be taking next week off. Have a good holiday. Have a good New Year. Happy Kwanzaa. Merry Christmas. Whatever you're doing, we're going to be off next week, but we will be back. But damn, only a few days until Christmas and pretty much the end of the year. Crazy. 2020 feels like it's the quickest year ever and also the longest year ever. What it say you, future Dan? I'm pretty glad it's over, but like I was saying in the last segment, that doesn't mean 2021 is necessarily going to be better. We haven't solved a lot of the key issues.
No, I don't have high hopes that a lot of these issues get cleared up very well by the end of next year. But I want to talk about that spectrum, that sliding, that concept I was talking about from going from one who's preparing to one who's surviving.
Okay.
And we talked about it a little bit when we mentioned how, you know, when grid goes down, comes back, maybe having a memorized key for Bitcoin with some wealth there may be recoverable. You know, setting aside the possibility of using it as basically a lottery ticket that could advance your preps. But if grid goes down, if we see one of those level 4 events, and we started off on the Prepper Broadcasting Network last January going over, you know, 4 major, you know, categories of preparedness or scenarios you're preparing for, and the level 4 is month or more, there is no grid, there is no, you know, very little rule of law, that kind of breakdown. Like, that's going to send you into survival mode. The prepping, would you say the prepping's over? Or what does it mean to prep after you reach that condition?
Oof, good question. I don't know.
Anybody talking about prepping after the fall?
That's a...
It's just surviving, right?
Right. It's just surviving, and I guess you could say trying to rebuild, that's prepping. So if things all go totally haywire, well, SHTF.
Snap back. It's probably going to happen during, you know, the fall of certain political regimes.
Well, yeah.
The state will snap back.
Maybe in the cities. Century. In the cities, but I mean, I guess it is all relative to what you're looking at. But in terms of, like, hey, stuff hit the fan, so I'm going to try to circle the wagons with my community and build community farms and barter together and try to rebuild our own little community. Yeah, that's kind of prepping after stuff hits the fan. And you can try to have, you know, have that plan in the back of your head. I know that even folks here on Prepper Broadcasting Network talk about it. I mean, the continuity itself is kind of predicated upon rebuilding after the collapse.
Yeah.
But that's so hard to plan for. You can kind of do it in generalities, but, you know, that's not extremely practical. You got to deal with what's in front of you first.
Yeah, you're going to have to be versatile. You're going to have to be flexible.
Yeah. So, but that's kind of what, but that is what Bitcoin, or even really that's what gold is for too. And I don't have the quote in front of me, but I just recall someone saying back in World War II Europe, or kind of like the 30s into the 40s, and then the Nazis took over, right? Guess what? I didn't have the gold to get rich. I had it to preserve my wealth. So when everything was destroyed, I could buy, you know, a block in Berlin with a little nugget of gold. And gold wouldn't have mattered when the Russians and the Americans were coming in and blowing you to hell. But if you had a little gold left and you were a little bit of an entrepreneur, you could make out well in Berlin after, you know, essentially the apocalypse in Berlin.
Right, right. So you mentioned Europe. You got a guy you talk to regularly, man, in Europe.
Glad he brought that up.
Yeah.
And we've talked about him a little bit before.
Marcus
from Sweden. He's been in contact with me on Twitter. Awesome stuff. We've talked back and forth at least for a few months. Mentioned him on the show before. But he got back to me and sent me a note, first off, about a new strain of COVID-19 in South Africa. And that, quote, South African scientists studying if the vaccines against COVID-19 will also offer protection against the new strain. Denmark has identified another strain today that may not respond to the vaccines, may or may not. We've seen the UK really lock down. So it's pretty much, hey, you're going to take these vaccines, but there's still going to be a mutation out there.
Vaccine mass psychology is so screwed.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go against myself where you said previously that 50% of living adults are blithering idiots, and let you know that if you got a leg to stand on by claiming half, I mean, there's a percentage we don't doubt, but half is hard to believe that anything could function if it was half. But when it comes to vaccine mass psychology, the simplicity with which people think vaccine, it's cured, and then comes along all these strains that just require a different vaccine, and now we go down that road of
right.
50 vaccines for this over time.
Yep.
And for people to sit and say, I thought it was cured. If you're that mentally lazy, you're not
right.
aware enough of how any vaccination works, especially of respiratory diseases. There's going to be a lot of people, you know, that are going to be waking up to disappointment on vaccines. I'd have to imagine.
And I don't think it's a huge amount. That 50% that I threw out there, they're not all unintelligent. They're, like you said, lazy or cognitive dissonance or actively working against it for whatever reason. But it's just, that is human nature in some regards to have two opposite thoughts in your head and work off both of them. And really, a vaccine's a great microcosm of that. And when someone says, I don't want to hang around you, or I don't want you around until you get your vaccine, and then they say, well, this new strain, the vaccine doesn't work. Well, I don't want to be around you, but you still need to get your vaccine. Like that type of
yeah.
circular logic. But continuing on real quick, and then we got a new commercial we're going to go through. Awesome new sponsor here to end the year on Prepper Broadcast Network. But Marcus goes on to say that 390 billion euros being created by the European Union. Sweden, one of the countries that will pay much more than they receive. And they're also adding all types of state-funded that aren't part of this package, kind of more local for domestic support. He says, my great-grandkids will be paying for this, sad face, and it is pretty sad. So Marcus, shout out. I know you're listening to not just of our show, but also Prepper Broadcasting Network. Keep up the good fight over there. I know we're kind of American-centric, but I think you know, there's a lot of Europeans out there that also are sick and tired and have seen the socialist, communist, and also authoritarian. They've seen all flavors of it, and they're pretty sick of it, so hopefully got a lot of freedom fighters like you out there too, buddy. Keep up the good fight. And yeah, expose these scum.
I thought we were going to play a commercial.
Oh, we can play a commercial.
Let's run it, then we can get into some more, some more Patriot Power Hour.
All right, here we go.
The ultimate in vehicular preparedness. Fire Edge. Universal mag carrier. Holds firearms, stun guns, flashlights, tourniquets, medical supplies right in your door pocket. When you need to fire, you want a Fire Edge. Visit fireedge.org. Use the promo code PBN. Save $7 off your order and get free shipping. Promo code PBN. All right. Visit fireedge.org today.
FireEdge.org, new sponsor. We're checking it out right here. Hey, man, I haven't really bought myself Christmas gifts. This may be something I'll have to look into. Looks pretty legit to me. FireEdge.org, again, a new sponsor at PBN. PBN is the promo code. Show that support, that real free market support.
Yeah, those are nice little holders for magazines and other gear, as James was just mentioning. But looking at how it works, it's basically a foam block that's built to hold gear, so it's, you know, tightly, snugly fit where you need it. Great, like, you pack it into the fire edge, and then those pack into your gear, and you're organized.
Yeah.
It's a good product.
That's true. It's almost like making your, for your firearms and your magazines, turn them into Lego bricks. So they're very stackable almost, right?
Yeah, yeah. It makes them rectangular, but it's a lightweight foam, and you throw your objects in there. Magazines is what they're showing on the website.
Nice.
Yeah, clever idea. I haven't seen that before.
That's a great stocking stuffer. It's too late to order and get delivered by Christmas. It is December 22nd right now, but I'm literally going to be checking that out while I'm kind of at my post Christmas, you know, that in between Christmas and New Year's. I got to work a couple times, but I'll also be relaxing on the couch, watching football, and maybe doing a little shopping. Soma. I think Fire Edge will be on my list. Soma. Wow, I need some Soma here and there.
Yeah, call it NFL, Soma, whatever it is.
Well, I don't pay for it. I always watch it on a legal stream, but I digress.
What?
All right. Well, we only got about 10 minutes left, and we're going to be making way for Next Generation show.
You were talking about cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
And that mass psychology of the vaccination. I want to get back into that.
All right.
This does force that, you know, constant cognitive dissonance and second guessing, and it puts, you know, strife between families.
Oh yeah.
And all these games of, you can come for Thanksgiving, but we're going to eat outside, or we can have a party and we'll meet in a parking lot and wave through windows at each other. And then, you know, the same people that want that later will be showing up in person and defying what they had said earlier. And all the latest scientific, quasi-scientific, propagandistic news that's fed into the population is placing people in constant cognitive dissonance about these basics and the mask, the whole thing about the mask, mm-hmm. right? And it can't be healthy to remain in that mental state continuously.
Good point. What else is going on? They're just kind of throwing us off balance. We're kind of in a stunned state. We have cabin fever.
That might be 50% of people. It's
throwing us off big time. Myself, I got, you know, I'm trying to deal with this year and everything going on, but I'm sure I'm a little off kilter. And what else are they doing on the side while we're all focused on this?
Well, I wanted to give you a concept in the form of a quad chart. We love doing charts on Patriot Power Hour, which you have to imagine, which means they don't get very sophisticated. But your typical, you know, some value over time, rising and falling. We could talk about linear chart like that, X, Y. We could also talk about a quad chart. So I got four dimensions. Imagine a box, right?
Okay.
Four quadrants. Us versus them. Active and passive. All right, so who's the them that's active against our interests, against Patriots' interests?
Them who are active against us, I think.
The elite, media.
That's a big part of it. Yep.
The elected politicians, the global elite, the banksters, they're active, right? They're actively causing the policy, right? They're actively implementing the agenda.
Right.
And us, they're active. I'd like to say I'm partially in that sphere because I'm on Tuesday nights trying to speak out against it.
Yep.
Trying to get active, right? And then there's the us that are passive, and then the them that are passive,
right?
But enabling.
Exactly. Kind of like useful idiots, or just kind of, I'm just following orders. That's kind of like a them passive. I'm just following orders, like the SEC, just letting this go by. That's following orders.
The massive amounts of Americans that, you know, just went along with that election fraud.
Well, that's a lot of them.
It's the them. They're passive, but they went along with it. My outlook, increasingly, is to focus on the passive them.
The passive them.
And not get sucked. I'm so tired of what, for 4 years, Trump railed against the active them, the, you know, the cable news shows with someone complaining about someone with power on the other side influencing or saying this. I mean, you know, even to a certain extent, complaining about the banksters themselves, right? The elite, the global conspirators, those people, right? The ones that are causing this to be terrible for humanity. I'm kind of done with it. I'm looking at the passive them. The people that just go along, that don't question it, that enable it or joke about it or downplay it or choose to be ignorant of it. That massive group of passive them. They're the ones that get us here, keep us here.
Yeah.
They are the target. They are the problem. They are who I'm concerned about and what they are manipulated into believing. Either consciously or subconsciously, they know the truth and they accept it. They're the problem.
They're kind of the swing state. When they grow too much, when that becomes too big of a part of the population or that graphic you were talking about, then things turn south for sure. I think that is a group or a demographic that has grown. But the question is, okay, if they're the problem, what do we do? I mean, education can sometimes snap these people out of it. Or when stuff gets bad, they can open their eyes and say, oh, wow, the system really is screwing me. I'm going to fight against it. But that's relatively rare. You know, you can get some people to wake up from that. But what do you think we should do about these passive them?
It's a massive amount.
That's a great majority.
It's more than the passive us. Compare CNN's audience tonight with...
There's not too many passive us, because us, we're so pissed and motivated that some of us need to get a little more active, but we're not too many passive. So I know what you mean. The majority is them.
There's 300 to 500 to 800 people listening to shows on this network, and there's 6 to 8 hosts.
Right.
Providing. The ratio is still always massive. The active are a tiny proportion of the passive. It's just the us, active and passive, added together is minuscule. The audience tonight listening to Prepper Broadcasting Network is minuscule compared to whatever CNN's getting tonight.
Right? Oh, you mean us like PBN?
Us and what we believe.
Right. Well, there's a lot more than... I know what you mean.
Small.
Yeah. Well, just smaller. Small. No, and if you put numbers to it, like 50%+ would be them passive, in my opinion. So
yeah.
Huge.
That's where I'm going with. Hey, right. Want to turn and get back to an article we said we're going to talk about real quick. The SEC suing Ripple, a cryptocurrency. You've spoken about Ripple before. In a nutshell, real quick, what's your opinion on Ripple?
So, the difference between Ripple /XRP is the name of their token, and Bitcoin is that Ripple is actually a company that issues XRP tokens, and the SEC is now suing Ripple, saying that they're selling unlicensed securities. They didn't get their cut.
Well, what's the difference between Ripple and Bitcoin
in your mind? Exactly. Bitcoin is not issued by a company. That's the difference. Bitcoin is decentralized and independent miners. You can join the Bitcoin network by just buying the equipment and hooking in. That's it.
Yeah. So a long time ago, you said Ripple was FedCoin.
Yep. A lot of people have said that. Because it's centrally controlled, and really Ripple and its token XRP is meant to facilitate transfers between large banks and institutions. If you've ever heard of the SWIFT payment transfer system, XRP, they were hoping to replace SWIFT. If you know anything about finance and how financial system works, SWIFT is really how the banks pay each other. So
internationally. Right. Yeah. It's the international payment system. Got it. So if Ripple was a corporatist, centrally controlled, establishment controlled crypto, earning the moniker FedCoin, then what do you make of the news of the SEC, a government arm, suing Ripple? Here's my take. This is how the regulatory state grows. This is how they quash cryptocurrency. This is how they get at Bitcoin. They have to launch lawsuits suing Ripple for not adhering to the federally mandated financial system, highly regulated, controlled, and surveilled financial system. So they're going to take down this stalking horse of Ripple to set the case law in motion to bring about the eventual banning, if they can get away with it, if they can manage it, of Bitcoin. Does that scenario make sense? This headline's new today.
Yeah, and if it's not the outright banning, it's, hey, these all these other coins, whether it's Bitcoin, whether it's XRP, whether it's many others, they're all frauds. What we need to do is come up with a new blockchain crypto that's controlled by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, and that'll be the new U.S. dollar. That's what they're trying to lay the framework for.
Right, and meanwhile, ban the privately owned.
Right, and yeah, exactly. And it's not, and it's partially banned, but it's also just destroy the confidence. It's almost like a shadow ban. If they get enough people in their head that think Bitcoin's banned, even if it's not, then it'll have the effect that it's banned. It's, you know what I mean? It's kind of like that reverse psychology.
Yeah, yeah. That's the type of regulatory capture,
right?
Where private sector collaborates with the with the government to bring about government objectives. Who do you think's running Ripple? Who do you think the people that ran Ripple voted for last
time? We could look into that, to be honest. But anyway, I want to talk a lot more, but we got to get going because guess what? We got to make way for the next generation. Dude, this is our last episode of 2020. Can you even believe that, man? What a crazy year. We did it, though.
Merry Christmas to all our listeners, and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. PrepperBroadcasting.com. Check it out. Guys, we will see you in January. Merry Christmas from the Patriot Power Hour. Have a good rest of the year.
To reach out to those who want to learn and practice independence and self-reliance. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.